Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
Sposen here on a Friday, and we have our last pair of WWE tickets that we're going to be giving away right now. 207-807-1104 is the phone number.
Oh, can I just admit something about the WWE?
You don't watch.
Well, I did growing up. Same. And I'm like peripherally aware of like people who are in it now who I don't really watch. You know, like you kind of know some people.
Same.
But
that's how
so
I feel.
So I don't know if you saw this clip of CM Punk coming back.
Yep.
I watched this so much that on my TikTok, it was every other video was some other like streamer reacting to CM Punk coming back. And I have no emotional connection to CM Punk. I don't even watch WWE anymore. I watched it when it was WWF. You know, and right. So like, but watching their reaction, it's like dudes, grown men just crying, like just people freaking out. And so I was like, wow, I feel connected to these. Like, I feel like, wow, CM Punk must be great.
Yeah, that was a big moment, I guess.
I guess.
I was trying to get some computer thing fixed at the Geek Squad, which they didn't really help me out with. But
shade.
Yeah, some geeks they are.
Yeah, they were like, I don't know, call Samsung. It's under warranty. Let them take care of it. I was like, all right, fine, whatever.
Worst
so
buy.
I'm literally calling Samsung in the Best Buy parking lot. These guys come out of Best Buy and they're like wrestling each other. And one of them has the WWE championship like belt on.
Are they workers?
No, they're just
people.
I think from the mall that just spilled out into the parking lot. And I wanted to roll down my window and say, hey, listen to Hot Radio Maine, 7 a.m. We're giving away WWE.
Ooh, yeah, you should have let them know, man.
I was too busy dealing with the tech support. Yeah. Final pair of tickets right now, though. Feel Good Friday. We want to know what you're feeling good about. WWE. This Sunday is the show at the Cross Insurance Arena.
Wow.
207-807-1104. Let us know what you're feeling good about on this Friday, and we'll put you in the running for these tickets. 207-807-1104. Tara, we start with you. Feel Good Friday. What are you feeling good about?
I'm feeling good because I'm full-blown dog mom, and I will be taking taxi to get her photo taken with Santa this weekend. And making it into a Christmas card and sending it to everyone I know.
What if Santa's allergic to dogs?
No,
or
it's
like
it's a pet event. Nice try.
A pet event.
They have the like.
It's literally
bring
for
your
the
pet
dogs.
To Santa.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Where?
I think it's at Petco. It's either Petco or PetSmart.
This is amazing.
I believe LL Bean has like specific pet hours too that you can bring your
really?
Dog up there.
Because I've been wanting to bring her because I need to get a couple things.
I feel like LL Bean's festive. They got the lights and everything going on out there.
Maybe we'll do that too.
Yeah, check on that. That could be an option for you. All right, I expect to get a Christmas card. Am I on the Christmas card list?
No, you will get one.
All is right. Taxi on the Christmas? The Christmas card is just Taxi and Santa. Or are you going to be in the picture too?
I would like it to be just her and Santa, but I don't know if she'll cooperate.
You might have to be the mom who's like,
I might
tell them what you
hold
want.
Her down.
What if it's like Santa, but it's really like Caesar Milan dressed up as Santa?
Then she would behave.
Okay. Do you know who Caesar is?
He's like the dog whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Feel good.
I've tried that little trick where you go like, she doesn't care.
Oh, that's from Caesar's handbook.
Feel Good Friday. What are you feeling good about, Spose?
Man, I'm gonna say I've been doing this show with you guys most Fridays since May, and this is the first time you've sprung a Feel Good Friday segment on me where I was like not stressed out by it.
Where you're like, I am feeling good.
I was like, I actually am feeling good today, and I know exactly what I'm gonna say.
Off-brand.
Yeah, very off-brand. I'm still recovering from when Tara said the one word she thinks of me is emo. So,
oh my gosh.
But yeah, very off-brand of me to be stoked and feeling good on a Friday, but I am because tonight is my art show. My art show opens tonight.
Oh, nice.
Over at Thompson's Point at this place called Over Here Studio, which is run by Rachel Adams and Ryan Adams, who are amazing artists, and I'm so thankful they let me do my show there, and I've been in there all week. This is way more work than I realized, I'm going to be honest. I was in there, it was like math class, days in a row where I'm just calculating, because it needs to be centered. On the
wall.
On the wall.
I think you posted a video on one of your stories of you like actually hanging the paintings.
Right, yeah, I hung them all. I put all the screws in the wall. I measured it all. I painted the whole place. Like, I really went for it. And so, but that's actually the dope thing about this gallery is they let you like fully customize it. So I got, I haven't even shown some of this stuff, but like, I really went all out. So like, I'm pretty stoked for the show tonight. And so I don't actually know what you do at an art gallery opening, but I'm just going to like be there, I guess.
Is
and
it
like,
ticketed or can anyone go?
Anyone can go. That's and it's awesome. Free. And it's 5 to 8 p.m. at Thompson's Point, and you can come look at my paintings. Only like two people were there after I set it all up, and watching them walk through alone was like the most mind-blowing experience, because I was like,
I bet.
Just the things that like draw them to certain things, yeah. And they're like
you're
pointing
like,
out stuff
this.
And I'm just sitting there like cheesing, like I was like, oh my god, you know, this it was very cool. So and all the paintings will be up for sale on eBay, because I don't know what my worth and value are, and so the people will decide how what they mean.
That's pretty cool. So
thanks.
5 to 8 today.
5 to 8 p.m. tonight. And then it's also tomorrow, 3 to 6, and Sunday, 3 to 6. And then next weekend, same thing.
Cool. So this weekend, next weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Check it out. You got to have like hors d'oeuvres, I feel like.
Will yeah. there be cheese?
A glass of wine, maybe?
Right. So I...
You're like, I go, we don't have any of that stuff.
I am unorthodox. And I'm kind of aware of the conventions of a art show and what you're supposed to have, which is like wine and cheese. And so I got
edibles?
Dunkaroos, Gushers, Capri Suns, Sunny D, Bissell Brothers, and Waters.
Nice. All right.
I love Gushers.
Me too. That's why I was like, well, because I really wanted to be like an artist when I was a little kid, but I was so bad. So this is a shout out to little me, who definitely was eating all the Dunkaroos. And then I would eat the cookie part of the Dunkaroos. I'd eat those all, and there's more frosting. So I'd save the last Dunkaroo and just frosting.
Yes.
All the rest of the frosting in my mouth.
All right. Sounds pretty
tonight,
cool.
Come get the frosting.
Tonight is the night.
Feel Good Friday. What are you feeling good about? 207-807-1104. Shoot us a text. Give us a call and we'll put you in the running for the last pair of WWE tickets. 207-807-1104. Hit us up right now. Feel Good Friday for me
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I was going to say, Dylan, what are you feeling good about?
I'm just booked and busy throughout this month, and it's a festive month. The holiday season is upon us. I got two Christmas gigs this weekend. So tonight I'm going to be down in Kennebunkport for Christmas Prelude.
Ooh, nice.
Via Sophia down the rabbit hole. That starts at 9, and I believe if you get out there around 5:30 is the signature event, the tree lighting.
The K-Port Prelude.
Yeah, so at Dock Square, they do the tree lighting around 5:30. Then you can bounce around a little bit. Then come see me at Via Sophia, and it'll be festive. Of course, I'll sneak in a few of your Christmas carol favorites, if you will. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be at Oasis and starting out there an hour early at 8 in the Old Port, and it is SantaCon. So I'm excited to see a bunch of dancing
Mad
Santas.
Wow. Question, when you're DJing this like tomorrow night or Oasis, I feel like DJing is like building up to a certain song or like building up to a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two questions. How many times do you play Mariah Carey, All I Need for Christmas Is You? And B, where do you plan out in the night? Do you have like a run of songs to get to it?
Well, I'm a little unconventional when it comes to Mariah Carey. Like I start playing that after Halloween in my sets.
No, I think of it as one of your personality traits now. That song.
So for tonight, I'm on for 3 hours. It might get in there twice, maybe once towards the beginning to set things off, and then, you know, kind of at the peak towards maybe to a little towards the end. SantaCon, all bets are off. I mean, the Santas are out there dancing. I gotta please the Santas. So if they want that, I'm gonna play that. I'm definitely gonna play Santa Baby because, you know, Santa's.
Mm.
So I would say by the end of the weekend, 5 to 6 times, All I Want for Christmas
Is You. Is there like a song right before it that you know when you're, because I know you DJs string like little joints together. Is there like a song you typically would lead into it with, or you're just, the vibe's so good right now?
I like to do a shocking transition, if you will, from like, I'll blend
like
it in.
Get Low by Lil Jon.
Get Low, but maybe something around the BPM range of like, I might be able to mix in, say, I don't know, from Sicko Mode to that, like where people are like, I wasn't expecting this. Or
okay,
All I Do
that.
Is Win.
Yeah, yeah.
All I Do Is Win is a good one because your hands go up, people are already excited. And then the jingling of the bells comes in for All I Want for Christmas.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
Man, maybe after my art show, I'll have to make it to Kennebunk.
I think
that
the trick
sick.
Is like surprising people where they're not mentally there and they're like, oh, this is like a dope hip hop set that's going on right now, and then boom, Ryan Carey.
Yeah, 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 because it's a vibe.
Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon, Tara Fox, and Spose. Jen and Sopo, Feel Good Friday. What are you feeling good about on this Friday?
Hopefully feel good about winning WWE tickets for my grandson.
Oh.
And it's also Friday.
Yep, yep.
True.
It's also going to be a pretty mild Friday, like not too cold out there. So if you got some errands to do, yeah, you want to.
Nice. I asked Siri what the weather was this morning. She told me 38 degrees. I was like, that is not that cold for December 1st. I'll take that.
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to 50, I think.
Yeah, yeah, we might touch 50 today. What's the grandson's name?
Jameson.
And he is a WWE fan?
Ever since he's been a baby.
All right.
From the day he was born.
And he's going to be turning 12 at the end of this month.
Came out the womb giving people the people's elbow.
Yeah, the people, the little people's eyebrow in all his photos.
Him and his grandfather's had a ladder match and all kinds of
things. Wow. That's going to hurt a grandpa.
Oh, no. They played it off pretty good.
That's how you stay young. Ladder matches. Let's make this happen. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jameson's going out there. Are you going to take him or you got something else in mind for the tickets?
His oompa that he's been wrestling with since he's been a kid is going to take him.
Aww.
There you go. All right. It's going to be great. Sunday, they're going to be out there at the Cross Insurance Arena. You got our last pair of tickets. You snuck in there. Congrats, Jen.
Thank you so much.
Ticket giveaway made hot in Maine by the Walmart Distribution Center in Lewiston. Visit their on-site job fairs on the 12th and 13th or text 207-333-1129 to get started.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
It was a record-breaking night at the Cross Insurance Arena last night. 5,979 fans attended UMaine versus Indiana, the most in state history for a women's college basketball game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I knew it was the girl who plays for Indiana.
Yeah, Mackenzie Holmes. It was her homecoming.
Right, and they played against UMaine?
They played against UMaine. It was much closer than people thought it was going to be, but Indiana did get the victory in the end, led by Mackenzie Holmes, 22 points.
Wow, that must have been so cool. For her?
I mean, she's won two state championships on that same floor.
Oh, okay. So I bet it was a flex. She's just flexing.
Yeah,
at this
she's
point.
Like, yeah, I won two state championships with Gorham. And then now that was her homecoming back, first time.
Wow. Good for her. That's so dope. I actually wanted to go to that when I heard you guys talking about it the other day, because that's just, I wish UMaine basketball played at the in Portland more.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I watched some of the footage from the game. MTW had some clips up, and it reminds me of, and this isn't a knock to the Maine Celtics, but when you go to a Maine Celtics game, you know the players that have like the two-way contract. I just feel like they're above and beyond, like they're much better than the regular G League players.
Sure.
You like, that's an NBA caliber player right there. Like they're balling out. So watching the clips from this game, like there's the college players and then there's Mackenzie Holmes just like bodying people.
Yeah, balling out.
Yeah, and I'm like, she's a star.
To be honest, and shout out to Mackenzie Holmes, who we're not friends with, but we all should be. Because, I hope we are someday.
Although I was talking to Maura about this. She's still recovering from her wisdom teeth, but some of her friends went to the game. Mackenzie's obviously much younger than her, but I guess her mom was Maura's AAU basketball coach.
Oh.
Whoa.
So there's
crazy.
There's the connection I have. Usually Tara's the one with the local Maine connection. So.
Look at you. Yeah, you're a real Mainer now, bub.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember. Oh, when you were talking about this the other day, I, for a second, thought you meant they were playing against Iowa, which is like Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, I'm going. I was like, there's no way. No offense to Mackenzie Holmes, but like Caitlin Clark's going to be like number one in the WNBA draft, like all-time legend, triple-double, 40 points, you know, in the championship. So I'm like, I got to go to that. So sorry, I didn't go. But
That's funny. A rare dual-color and dual-gender lobster has gained viral fame after being captured this month off the coast of Maine. So it's half red, right down, split 50-50 in the middle. Half red, half blue. Blue is the male, red is the female
Republicans
side.
Republicans are going to hate this.
Unity. Internet fans have named the two-tone crustacean after somebody that I believe was in your Spotify Wrapped top five.
David Bowie?
Got it.
Really? So what? They named the lobster David Bowie?
Bowie. Okay. After, it's named Bowie after the late rocker David Bowie, who famously blurred gender lines and had two different eye colors.
He was a little androgynous. I think that's true. And wow. Shout out David Bowie. David Bowie was my number two on my Apple Music replay.
Oh,
or whatever,
sorry.
Because I'm a snob.
Bowie the lobster was caught by Jacob Knowles, a Maine lobster man.
Wait, is that, it's the famous Oh, it's the TikTok lobster guy.
Yeah, he's on TikTok, and he's got more than 3 million followers now between TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah, so of course, so this is, yeah, this of course it's news. This guy's like the, his thing is being the Maine lobsterman.
It's currently living in a tank in his garage. It's his pet lobster.
Bowie.
He had it in a safe area back in the water, but then wanted to make sure nothing happened to it. So now he's taking care of it like it's his best friend.
As he, yeah, he seems to be, he's who I would want to take care of that lobster.
Do you think he's going to eat it?
No.
Can you imagine?
The sicko.
Well, he's a lobsterman.
How's it half? There must be a video.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, yeah, it's all on his.
I just want to know how it's half male, half female check lobster.
Out his, check out his TikTok. It literally is crazy. It's like half of it's red. It's a clear line. And the other half is blue. I believe it's like a 1 in 50 million occurrence in the lobster world. Several police departments across the country are warning people about the potential security risk of Apple's new name drop feature. The feature makes it possible for iPhone and watch users to share contact info simply by tapping devices close together. So once the software is downloaded, the feature is on by default. So anyone could steal your info without knowing.
Like they just come up, tap their phone against yours? Why would you do this?
I don't know. To turn the feature off, go to Settings, General, AirDrop, bringing devices together, and then switch off. We'll put that up on the Five Things post on HotRadioMaine.com. It actually
do you have to do all that, or can you just have AirDrop for your contacts only?
I mean, you can set the different things for sure.
I think the problem is I need to go in and like adjust settings, and I never do. You know, like I need to protect myself.
Privacy settings for sure. Online language learning platform Preply released their 2023 survey of the most commonly used slang terms that parents of teenagers are most familiar with for this year.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Can I guess as a parent?
Yeah.
As a parent, top of the list, number one is...
Cap. No.
Cap is on there, I believe.
No, it's...
Yep, cap is there, but not top of the list.
Damn, I'm just trying to think of what my kids say all the time. All right, so it's good. I'm going to...
Sus was number one.
Sus, yeah, everything's sus. That's a little sus. Everything's, hey, yo. Everything, like anytime anybody does something a little bit sketchy, all my kids are like, hey, yo.
So sus, which they say means suspect, bet was in second place.
It's crazy because bet's like an old term.
Right.
Like that was like what I knew like old rap heads would say to me. I bet.
I'm good. I'm back in.
Yeah. You're now, it's like circled back. Now we're cool. I bet.
Never stopped saying bet.
Yeah.
And now we're back. Yeet was third place.
Skirt.
That's an expression when you throw.
You're going to yeet someone out. I'm going to yeet Tara out the window.
Here's the rest of the top 10. Salty, when you're upset over something little. Cap.
Cap, yeah.
Another word for lying. Extra was in there. What else? Bussin',
yeah. Everything. Well, I feel like bussin's on the way out.
Bussin', but I guess I've been told bussin' is like anything that's good, but if it's directly related to food, it's supposed to be like smacking.
What?
I don't know. That's just what I was told.
It's a little sus. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Drip was on there. Bougie was on there.
Dripped out.
My favorite, sheesh. That was on there as well.
Just sheesh.
So there's your top 10 like 2023 slang words that parents of teenagers are most familiar with. It's not like
it's not the ones that actually teenagers are using. It's the one parents are like.
They finally recognize.
I know what sus means.
They surveyed the parents for this for this countdown, I guess. Not the actual kids. National Christmas Lights Day is today. If you haven't put your Christmas lights yet, it's time to get lit. I don't know if that's still
it's a little sus. Is this really National Christmas Lights Day or is this cap?
No, it's not cap. It's
no
today.
Cap.
It's today.
Sheesh. I'm just going to yeet my lights up tonight.
If you're looking to go check out some cool lights, come see me down at Christmas Prelude. I'm going to be DJing at Via Sophia, and they do an amazing job with all the decorations throughout the town of Kennebunkport for Christmas Prelude. The tree lighting is going to be going down at 5:30 p.m. It's going to be bussing.
Schmacking?
No, I feel like you would just say lit. You wouldn't say bussin', because bussin's for food.
Well, I think bussin' could be anything.
Bussin's anything. Something that's really good is bussin'.
There's some bussin'.
Right now, I really feel like the meme with the old guy in the skateboard.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm bussin'. What are you doing? Like,
how do you do, fellow kids?
How are you doing, fellow
kids?
My fellow kids?
Yeah, that's us right now.
That is Five Things You Need to Know, Man. Hop by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Injured in an accident, call Joe today for a free case evaluation. 207-CALL-JOE or online at joebornstein.com.
It's lit.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Busta Rhymes had 50 Cent to thank for his latest fitness victory. Busta has lost 100 pounds since 2019.
He was looking pretty circular.
You're not supposed to say that.
About Busta Rhymes?
Tara's been trying to cancel me all week. Now,
Wait, why have you been trying to cancel him? Because his voice sounded awful Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Now I sound awful. First of all, at one point this week, he said coleslaw is vegetables for fat people. So he's just been on a roll.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that.
I forgot I said that.
I didn't.
Damn, what else did he say? This is great. I feel like I'm tuning in to
like
the recap.
We don't need to recap the worst of.
It's like on Friday on ESPN, they do like the top 10.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
Okay. Shout out to coleslaw.
Shout out to Busta Rhymes, 100 pounds down.
Yeah, it's because he stopped eating coleslaw.
Yeah, he lost a big chunk of the weight while touring with 50 Cent on the Final Lap tour.
Oh, because 50 is fitness.
He's actually, I feel like 50 felt the vibes from the halftime show because people were saying that he had gained some weight when he did the halftime show.
What were they calling him? It was like he's no longer 50 Cent, he's a buck 50 or something.
Now who's being mean? All right.
Wow.
Is that who, what people said that? You and Tucker?
Yeah, so he actually like hit the gym and lost a lot of that weight and he's been keeping in shape on the tour. So
good for them, man.
I think Busta followed suit. He said, I'm sexy out of the 100 pounds. He lost 37 pounds on that blanking tour. I wasn't asking if y'all thought I was sexy or not. I just wanted y'all blankers to understand I'm sexy, period.
Ooh, boom. You don't need anybody else's validation to be sexy. You're just sexy because you choose to be.
Yeah, he wasn't saying, I've lost weight. Do you think I'm sexy?
Do you think? No,
he said,
I am.
I am.
Accept it.
Positive thinking. Busta Rhymes is gearing up to head out on his blockbuster tour, on his own tour, which is scheduled to launch in spring 2024. Taylor Swift missed out on supporting Beyonce at the LA premiere of Renaissance, a film by Beyonce over the weekend. So, in true Taylor Swift fashion, she jetted off to the London premiere Thursday night. Blake Lively was also there. Sia, Will.i.am. Some of the stars spotted. Blue Ivy, of course, the star of the Renaissance tour. Queen B was a surprise guest of honor at the premiere of Taylor's LA Eras Tour concert film back in October, so had to repay and show up there.
I do love that picture of Beyonce and Taylor Swift together. I love when the supers can unite.
Especially because I feel like it always just becomes, when people are that big, there's not many in the category, so they pitch you against each other, and you can't be a fan of both. I went to the Eras Tour, I went to the Beyonce tour.
You can like both.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't think I've been in here since Drake dropped the... Scary Hours 3, and I do love the line about how Taylor Swift is the only person he pushes the album back for. He's the only basically he's saying she's the only rapper he's worried about is
exactly.
Taylor Swift.
Like, he's not moving his album day for anyone except Taylor Swift. I did enjoy that line. He's recognizing greatness there, I guess.
And apparently, she touched down in Bangor on the way.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah, let me pull it up. So Melanie, one of our listeners, sent me the flight path of Taylor Swift's PJ, and it says, oh, she took off from London, and then she went to Bangor for whatever reason, customs,
well, that's the,
refueling.
I suppose pointed out, that's literally like, what, the easternmost airport in the United States is the Bangor one, so a lot of like refueling and stuff happens there.
Yeah, and like especially the troops always land there when they're coming back, I think.
Right.
It's like a lot of greeters.
So on her way back from London, she stopped there?
Have you ever been to the Bangor airport?
Never.
Me neither.
No, but I have been.
I
so
want to know what's in it.
To fly out of there. Like every once in a while, I'll check flights to see if they're cheaper, but it's just like, why?
I might as well fly
out of Boston if I'm going to drive 2 hours.
Is there like a Starbucks in it? Like, what's the vibe? Portland Airport's pretty small.
Do artists that, because Bangor has a lot of concerts, do those artists fly into Bangor?
Yeah,
I bet they do.
They usually are flying private, so it's a completely different experience for them. Like, they don't go through the airport.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm sure people on the tour have to get there too, or they're bussing it, I guess.
Yeah, they're probably in a bus.
Field trip to the Bangor airport?
I would go. Can we do live from the Bangor airport?
Instagram live?
Can we? Yeah. So we have 3 people watch it. Let's fly Bangor to Portland. Can we do that flight? Is that in the budget?
Maybe.
How far is that? How long is that? 20 minutes?
Yeah, we'll tell.
So they have 3 restaurants.
Okay, what are they?
2 of them are cafes, and one of them is the Refueler Pub and Grill.
Okay, so there's somebody who works at the Refueler Pub and Grill.
Well, that's like Sanford's got a restaurant. They got Pilot's Cove.
They do. But that's not it. Well, I guess that is an airport.
It is an airport. It sounds like what is it? Refueler?
Refueler Pub and Grill.
Oh. That's where the Taylor's Pilot.
That's actually where she had dinner last night.
Got some food. That's crazy.
She might have, though. Like, that's crazy.
How many Swifties do you think would have showed up at the Bangor airport if they knew
a thousand
that she was actually touching down? So she was in Maine for...
Yeah.
No, I think that they did know because it said that her jet took off from London, headed to Bangor, Maine, arriving in about 6.5 hours. And that was posted 17 hours ago. So I guarantee you some Swifties did go to the airport. But like, she's not going to come off the terminal.
She doesn't get off the plane and fill up the tank herself.
No. She probably just stays on the... She's probably sleeping.
Typical. She's rich. She doesn't want to do that. She's other people pump her gas.
No one would know how to do that unless that was their job.
As the Beyonce Renaissance concert film hits theaters today, the Queen has dropped some new music for us. Early Friday morning, Beyonce released My House. An Instagram message about the release said, a gift from the Queen for the opening weekend of the Renaissance film. And I'm going to play it for you right now. Definitely sounds like it could have been added on to the Renaissance album. Pretty similar vibe here. Here we go.
Let's go, B.
Here we go.
This week, a former bodyguard of Diddy's named Roger Bonds shared his experience. He alleged that he witnessed Diddy physically assault Cassie on various occasions.
Jeez.
Bonds further accused Diddy of abusing other women in front of him. I was sick of having to cover up everything that you did, he said. Days after he spoke out, his Instagram page has been deleted.
What?
It's being rumored by some that Diddy could have paid him to go away, or
that's what he did to Cassie.
Yeah, Bonds just decided to delete his page due to the traction his claims have gotten in recent days. Bronny James has been cleared to play basketball again 4 months after his cardiac arrest. The 19-year-old freshman will have a final evaluation with USC before joining his teammates at practice next week. The James family would like to express their gratitude to the incredible medical team, the entire USC community, and especially the countless friends, family, and fans for their love and support. Fight on! The Trojans play Gonzaga tomorrow. Bronny could make his debut as soon as December 10th. My cousin went to USC, and he continually says, fight on, so it's just fun to see it.
That's like their slogan?
Yeah. Think he's going to live up to this hype?
I'm excited to see Bronny James, but like, how could you live up to the... I guess you have to go to college right now, right? You can't just go straight to the NBA.
Yeah,
because his dad went straight to the NBA. So you got to assume, in my mind, it's like he's better. But like, I don't know, maybe I'd love to see... It would be cool if he balled out.
You got to do 1 year, at least in college these days.
Yeah.
And it'll be cool to see them together on a team. Like, that's the goal. That's what he keeps saying is the
right
goal. So hopefully the health holds out and he's doing better after that scare. 21 Savage has been honored by soccer club Arsenal FC. I feel like this is two of your worlds colliding. Soccer and 21
first
Savage.
Of all, 21. Second of all, he goes, I'll be with the Gunners Go Premier League on the song that samples Daft Punk on the Drake.
Still posted in the A1. Feel me. Still got to see the Gunners win Premier League.
Not expecting to have that so quick.
Hey, yo, DeLon did his. No wonder you're late today. You've got all the clips and everything.
I'm up working. I might not be in the studio right at the exact time.
Got to see the Gunners Go Premier League. What?
Pandemic. You can work from home. The British-born rapper,
yeah.
In case you didn't know, 21 Savage, British-born, was presented with a custom number 21 jersey following their win against RC Lens. Also following the game, Emirates Stadium made sure to play Savage's bar from Circa Loco, which is why I had that ready to go.
Word. Okay, yeah. I actually encountered a man who was watching this match the other night, and the other afternoon, and because he was loud. You know those people who loudly watch stuff on their phone or like,
yes.
And I was like, I could hear what he was listening to. It was Arsenal, you know, playing
right,
or whatever. And so I like kind of glance over to see, is Arsenal winning? And he's like, African accent that I won't try to replicate, but he said they're winning like 6-0.
Yeah, they won the game 6-0.
So it's because they had 21.
6-0, I believe is how they
6-0.
Say
6-0. All right. All righty then, go on.
Don't you kind of love it though when you're in public and someone is just watching TikToks on full volume and you're like, I wish I could be that careless. I'm jealous of those people.
Yeah, I'm so self-conscious if my phone makes any sort of noise and everyone would look and know anything
even
about me.
Even if your phone rings and your sound's on, you're like, oh,
Yeah, no.
When I took Maura to get her wisdom teeth out, I was just the two of us in the waiting room and I had to sit there through the procedure. So I had my computer and I queued up something and it played like lightly. I was trying to load it into the system from the waiting room. And she's like, what are you doing? You can't do that. I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's fine. I thought it was light, but I guess it was fairly loud for a quiet doctor's office.
Well, you like the volume blasting.
She was also nervous and anything at that moment was like hyper focused on. I think this is a little off topic, but speaking of sitting next to somebody and looking over their shoulder and watching what they're watching, Tara told me an incredible story from her youth the other day that I think you should share.
Ooh.
I don't know what you're about to
say. I can't remember if you were on a plane or public transit, but you were by yourself and you were reading something.
Oh, when I was like 12, I was on a plane and I got separated from my family because they were too cheap to pick our seats in advance.
Hey, oh.
So my family was like somewhere else in the plane and 12-year-old me was by myself with two other strangers. And I had a People magazine that I had begged for and I was reading it and there was a woman next to me who was like literally on me.
She needed a seatbelt extender, Tara.
We were sharing a seat.
Yeah.
And when I would go to flip the page.
She had a lot of coleslaw.
When I would go to flip the page. Well, that has nothing really to do with it. It was more of like, I felt like she was my mommy or something because she was on my seat and we were sharing a magazine and sometimes when I would go to flip the page, she would put her hand like, stop. She wasn't done reading.
No way. Not even. Hey, could you leave it on that?
Mommy and me reading time on the plane.
Wow.
Just a random stranger like, I'm not done with that.
Yeah.
And I love that you really wanted a People magazine.
I begged
for it. I kind of used to love People magazines. My like high school girlfriend had them in the bathroom and I would stay in the bathroom extra long to read all the like the you know the pages where it's like just shots of celebrities out in public.
Yes.
And like a little description. I would read them all.
That's your Dirty on 30s made automated by Sanford Sound, where good enough isn't good enough. Upgrade your car audio and make your ride a party on wheels. Reach them on Facebook or call 490-4900.
We vibe right here.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
As we get ready to play Secret Santa for $400 this morning, we want to know what.
What Christmas movie character would you want to decorate with?
Christmas movie character.
Wow.
Any Christmas movie.
So you're getting festive, you're decorating your space, maybe you're putting some animatronic deer in your front lawn. Who's going to help you?
I love that that's the first thing you said.
Well, they're like...
Not like Christmas lights hanging with Christmas
animatronic
lights.
Animatronic over the top deer inflatable elf from Lowe's.
When I think of Christmas decorating, I go lights, Christmas tree, stockings. I don't know how far
animatronic
down.
Animatronic deer?
Do you not go outside the house?
You're all interior?
Well, I'm interior because I live in a building, so I don't really have
even
it.
Even when you were growing up?
I just bought a tennis nutcracker.
That's fun.
It's my first, like, for me, Christmas decoration.
Love it. Growing up, we just put lights on the bushes outside the front house, and then inside each window, we had, like, a candle.
Oh, my God. My mom did that, too. She was obsessed with it because it had to look classy and elegant. But dad's house, we had everything.
We had
inflatables. We had animatronic deer. Actually, one year my dad fell off the roof trying to tie a light up Santa Claus to the fireplace, and he like broke his leg. It's a huge thing in his house. Like it's in the house, out the house.
No wreath on the door.
He'll break his leg for it.
Basic lights, candle in each window. That's it. Anyways, what's your pick? Who are you going with?
I would choose the Grinch because I think that
what?
I think that that would be fun and I like dark humor and if he threw a few bulbs off the tree, I wouldn't be mad. It would be all for the memories.
Do you think you could make his heart grow?
I do, actually.
Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah.
I bet you could.
I do.
All right, so you're going with the Grinch. We're going to take all the good ones.
I would want to take him to like someone else's house and like have him like steal their Christmas tree in there. What did he steal out of the fridge? A roast beef?
A roast beast.
I'd send him on a food run.
All right, where are you going with Spose?
I was just trying to think of who the hottest girl in a Christmas movie was.
I did. That was my...
I was like racking my brain. Like, and there's really not... I can't think of too many options. So I'm going with the hottest one I can think of, which is Zooey Deschanel from Elf.
Oh, okay.
Whoever her character is. She sings too. Yeah. So she could sing her Christmas songs while we do it.
So that was your line of thinking, which ironically, I guess... I don't know. Maybe it's just...
dudes think alike. I don't know. Yeah. Was where my head went because I don't generally do the Christmas decorating, so I don't know the whole process.
You don't?
Like,
who am I trying to hang out with?
Yeah, it was more of who I'm trying to hang out with. And I'm going with her real name is Lauren Graham.
Oh, from Gilmore Girls?
From Gilmore Girls. She was the love interest, the hot one in Bad Santa.
I think she's tough not to love.
She is. And Moore has been also in her wisdom teeth recovery week.
Wisdom teeth era.
She's been
Era store.
She's been streaming a lot of the Gilmore Girls when I'm walking through the, why can't I think of it? Living room? Is that the place where you have your TV? The TV
yes,
room?
Ryan DeLon, that is usually where you have your TV. My daughter also is in her Gilmore Girls repeat era. This is like her second or third time through the whole show.
So it's general, like it crosses over, like even the youth is into this.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm choosing Lauren Graham. I think her name was Sue, if the credits here on Wikipedia are correct in the movie. She didn't get a last name, just a first name in the credits. Sue. Rebecca from Auburn. All right, you're decorating for Christmas. What Christmas movie TV character do you want to help you?
I knew from the very beginning when you said this, the dad from With the Light, the Christmas Story, the dad from that.
Oh my God, I hate that guy.
No, but he's amazing. He was so like excited about like Christmas and like the decorating of the lighted.
Wasn't he just excited about the lamp? The leg lamp? Isn't that all he wanted?
The leg lamp, that was his like prized possession. But the whole scene when they're walking like in the street with the snow and they're like window shopping with the trains and the guns and stuff like that, it just brings me back to my childhood. And so I think that's why I'm stuck on him. He was like the most excited person for that leg lamp.
All right, the dad from A Christmas Story.
Why do I remember that dad as being scary?
He was so mad.
But that was like his soft spot that he wanted.
It
like,
was Christmas.
It was decorated.
Okay.
Gotta come clean.
That was the one Christmas decoration. He was so like such a man thing, you know, a woman's leg as a light.
I gotta come clean though. Like, no matter what you said about this movie, I was gonna hate on it. I hate this movie.
Are you joking?
It's like top five things I hate the most on earth.
This movie's one of them?
Genocide, A Christmas Story.
God.
Like, I just am.
Wait, that's crazy. I've never.
The most amazing older movie because everybody knows it.
I gotta take my sweatshirt off.
Those views are Spose's views and Spose's views alone. They don't represent the station, Hot Radio Man whatsoever.
Anyone say that before?
It gets me triggered. Like, even just.
Oh, no.
He's like, I don't want to take
a lap.
Take a lap.
I think he shot his eye out.
You know who would be another good dad to decorate with? If I'm not going with our line of thinking, with just picking a hot character from one of the Christmas movies.
Roger Griswold.
Yeah, you got to be.
That's what I thought she was going to say.
Well,
and I was okay with that.
He's a hot dad. And his wife is gorge.
His wife is another good pick. But he did all the heavy lifting there with the lights. So I think I'm going to have to go with him.
Okay.
I would have not tweaked out about that answer.
207-807-1104. We need to play Secret Santa. So call number 10 right now. You're our contestant this morning and you could win $400. 207-807-1104. Santana from Sanford. First off, I want to know what TV or movie Christmas character would you like to decorate with?
I would have to say the Grinch as well.
Mm-hmm. Some chaos.
I think it would be pretty entertaining.
You know what's kind of sick is I enjoy watching the videos of parents will stage like the Grinch to come in and scare their kids. And to me, those are hilarious. Like, I also enjoy the videos that Jimmy Kimmel does when he has parents tell their kids that they ate all of the Halloween candy.
Yeah.
I get issues. All right, the Grinch. So we got another one for the Grinch. And Santana, you're our caller number 10, so you're playing Secret Santa.
Awesome. I've been trying to get through again. I played, actually.
I just saw that. I was typing in your name, and I noticed it started to autofill. So you played a couple weeks ago, and you did not get it right, unfortunately.
Nope.
Do you know what her question was?
The question was, the Secret Santa is also known as Lil Boat.
Oh, God, that is an easy one.
I know. My brother said the same thing.
Oh,
so
no.
I definitely got it.
I don't know if I have faith in you to get this $400 this morning.
And we need some redemption.
Yes.
All right. We believe in second chances over here at Hot Radio Maine. And since you're calling number 10, we're going to play. You know how it works, but for people driving along, playing in their car,
I'm going to give Santana one clue. She'll have 5 seconds to guess the Secret Santa's identity. If she guesses correct, $400 is going to be hers. If she guesses incorrect or after the buzzer goes off, the money rolls over and it's going to be worth $500 this afternoon with B-All. Are you ready for your clue?
Yes, I am.
The Secret Santa has a bra collection from their It's All a Blur tour.
I don't know. Santana, your brother's going to be mad at you.
Your brother's going to be so mad at you because if you thought the little boat clue was easy, this may have been the easiest clue that we have done the entire Secret Santa season. I don't know where he was.
I just missed it.
You just missed it. He just came back
talking
in the room.
To Haley.
So I'm going to give Spose the clue. Let's see if you get it right. Okay. The Secret Santa has a bra collection from their It's All a Blur tour.
Drake?
Drake is.
I know he's got the It's All a Blur tour. I didn't know he. Oh, like bras people threw on stage.
Yeah, he collected them all.
It
and
sounded
he posted,
like he sells bras.
That's the trick of the question, I guess.
Did she get it?
She did not get it, no.
Who is this?
Santana. Don't you know?
Santana from where?
Sanford.
Santana from Sanford. How? Come on. Should have had that.
Santana, what's a clue that you would get?
About Drake?
I knew several of the others that I didn't get through on. Like the Tootsie one was really easy.
You knew the Tootsie one, but you didn't know the Drake one?
Drake?
No.
Hold on.
That's so random. I don't even know who that is.
The Secret Santa released Favorite Song on February 17th.
No idea.
What female doesn't know that song, though? Come on.
All right. What female doesn't know Drake?
I know. He's every girl's poppy.
We also gave away tickets to the It's All a Blur tour for like 3 weeks straight.
It's All a Blur. Maybe I went to the It's All a Blur tour, so it matters. I don't know, Santana.
All right. Well, you know what they say, third time's a charm, so give it a shot this afternoon with B-All, all right?
$500, right?
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Have a good one, Santana. Bye.
Bye. Do you not remember this iconic photo?
Photo, yeah, okay. Damn, there's a lot of bras.
Thousands of bras behind him.
We're just at the point of shaming people who lose now.
Get it wrong? Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know the answer?
Suppose you would have got this, right? Yeah, sorry.
And then you know if they did get it, Ryan would be like, well, that question was too easy. It was too easy.
If they get it, yeah, yeah.
You use Ryan as like a name for like everybody says that, I feel like.
Who?
If Santana had got that correct, there would have been people online that was like, that's an easy one. And then other people would have said, that's the easy one. But you just put my name in there because you think I'm a hater.
Because I'm not thinking about the people on the internet. I'm thinking about the guy I spend hours with every day.
Who's still not invited to the wedding.
Just live rent-free in there.
Yeah.
I did make the Christmas card list, though, but yeah. I'm on thin ice, it feels like. Tara said that she doesn't have an attitude. She's just sick because I thought she was giving
That's my
me...
excuse. Yeah, you thought I was trying to fight with you. And
what
I'm
about
like,
all the other weeks?
I can't. No, those weeks I did have an attitude.
I was like, I'm just saying.
He said something to me. He was like, that's really difficult. And I said, I don't care. And he was like, okay, geez. And I was like, no, like I genuinely don't care. Like I'm not mad. I just don't care.
Yeah, sounds mean. Sounds aggressive.
It sounds mean, right?
Chill out, Tara.
I'm gaslighting
Jeez.
You.
Yeah.
Why don't you finish your
I took a page from your
book. Banana applesauce in a pouch and and chill it out.
I did.
Secret Santa's made how to made by Town & Country Federal Credit Union, the best free debit card and rewards checking account. Earn more money with no fees, no minimum balance, and 24/7 access. Go to tcfcu.com, federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility applies. Next chance to play. B-All's got it coming up this afternoon at 5 p.m. Clark Griswold seems to be the popular answer.
Is his name Clark? Why did I think it was Roger?
Is he still hot dad if his name's Clark? Roger Griswold is a dude who does...
Oh my God, Roger Griswold.
Is like a weatherman.
He literally does our weather in the morning.
Meteorologist Clark Griswold.
Imagine he heard that. I was like, oh, I want to decorate with Roger Griswold.
We're 2 weeks
he's so hot.
Our WMTW partnership and Tara's already calling the weatherman hot over there.
Roger Griswold, low-key daddy
Roger.
Amazing. Somebody said Buddy the Elf. Kevin McAllister.
Oh.
Yeah, he'd booby trap the whole light selection. I was thinking Home Alone. You know what my first thought was when you even said this question was, you know who I don't want to do Christmas lights with? Buzz from Home Alone.
No.
The brother.
He'd beat you up.
His girlfriend, woof.
And then and somebody said Cardi B, and then they said, oh, sorry, I just turned on the radio. I thought you said celebrity.
Cardi B should be in a Christmas movie. I would watch a whole Cardi B Christmas movie.
That'd be great. Coming up this afternoon, $500 on the prize pot, Secret Santa.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
I've avoided talking about it, but the other day, and by the other day, I mean yesterday, I was in line at Walgreens, and there was two ladies in front of me, and they were talking very loudly about it, the Golden Bachelor. And there's a scandal, and then I'm like, ooh, scandal? Tell me more. So I looked up all the info on the scandal, but was it the last episode last night?
Yeah, so the season finale was last night, and you found out who Gary picked to marry.
Gary.
And it was very shocking. You know me, I'm the spoiler queen, so I already knew who was going to win a week ago because I subscribed to the spoilers. But even watching it play out in real time was shocking. And I will not spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen it.
Because didn't he tell two women that...
He told them both, like, I'm in love with you. You're the one at the end of this. Actually, he told three people that. The person that he sent
Gary.
Home, the third to last woman, Faith, that he sent home like a week or 2 weeks ago. I was shocked.
That he sent her home?
Yes, because he literally said at the end of all this, it's you. And now he's just saying it to literally every woman.
That's his line.
Apparently, but yeah, this like expose has not been making him look like the greatest guy.
So that was what I was going to talk about. I went home and I read the details, and supposedly it was the whole like wife died suddenly and then he's widow.
Dating someone way younger, like a month later.
Well, yeah, I was going to get to that, but the whole show was based around the fact that his wife died and then he hasn't really dated.
Oh, right. They painted him to be this widow for years.
Years. And apparently he started going on dates like a month after she died, which whatever. But that wasn't how they painted him.
Well, yeah, it's TV. They got to produce it.
But he was also in a relationship with this lady for years. And there was a rumor that he thought that she gained too much weight. And so that they broke up because of that.
So Gary is actually like a jerk.
And then there's other women that have come out that said he dated them.
It's a little messy. It's a little messy.
So he's only acceptable as the Golden Bachelor if he sat and was very sad about his wife dying for years. Basically.
Well, I think they lied to America by not telling us that.
And I wonder if he was honest with the women on the show. If he was like, because one of the women straight up asked, when's the last time you had sex? And he completely dodged the question and was like, oh, I with myself. Because he didn't want anyone to know.
He's like an hour ago.
He didn't want anyone to know he's been on the prowl for the past 6 years.
Wow. Does this taint the season of Golden Bachelor? Because I feel like I've heard people say that this has been one of the best seasons of Bachelor.
I don't think so. I mean, if it comes out that it's true, like, and if that girl that the expose was written about comes out and does like a tell-all interview, then I might be like, whoa, okay. But as of right now, it just seems like gossip. And I mean, it's like stupid for us to think that he's going to be single for 6 years. Like, I think producers were just doing their jobs with that. I will say, though, I was not expecting him to pick who he picked. That was shocking to me.
Can you show me? Can I see the couple?
Yeah, I'll show you. It has absolutely nothing to do with looks, but it just seemed like he was so far more progressed with the other women than this woman, and it seemed like he did everything last with the woman that he chose. So I was like,
I feel like we need reality TV show expert Haley in here to really assess, because this could just be editing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think probably happened with the whole narrative of him not having dated somebody for 6 years, right? They were like, this is a better narrative. We're going
to
go with this.
Well, they wanted him to be like this sweet, innocent old man.
But Gary's getting after it a month after his wife passed.
Getting after it, apparently, allegedly. So if anyone else watched the finale last night and is also shocked, we can chat about it.
I know you don't have maybe you do. I don't know, significant other, I was going to say. I don't know if you're official with anybody, but we were talking about how long after your significant other passes away do you watch something on Netflix?
This is such a terrible,
do you watch
terrible,
something on Netflix if
like,
they pass
how
away?
How soon do you hit the
how
Netflix button?
How soon do you hit the Netflix button after like...
Why? Because Netflix should
nothing.
Only be shared?
No. There's no
thought process here. I just want to know, your significant other passes away. How long after they pass away are you watching something on Netflix?
Probably that night.
I said the same thing.
Probably that night.
I said the same thing because you have to take your mind off it. You
exactly.
need to relax and
I
watch something.
I watch Netflix to go to sleep. Kind of the only time I even, like, you know what I primarily use is Disney Plus, but like I think of them all as the same thing. But like I go to Disney Plus when I go to bed and I just put on like National Geographic documentaries to have on in the background and I'll wake up and it'll be like, sharks are one of the fiercest predators in the Arctic, you know? And I'm like,
you're going to bed with some facts, something smart.
Yeah, but it's just such a strange question.
That is a strange question.